It is time for Sarah's Wakey Corner, brought to you today by Nibble Egg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wakey Corner?
Well, I saw that there's an interesting movie coming out in January. It's a horror movie, but it's starring Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes. And I think it's similar to, what was it, Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh,
they did
yeah.
like a slasher movie or whatever with Winnie the Pooh because he's entering, or Popeye is entering the public domain in January. So they made this Popeye horror movie, which apparently the official line of the movie or premise of the movie, I guess, is the legend of Popeye haunts a group of counselors as they intend to open a summer camp.
That doesn't seem like
the Popeye
we know.
What does Popeye have to do with summer camp? I have no idea, or horror really in general, but yeah.
All right.
So we're going to talk about Popeye today.
Sure. A rich history of Popeye.
Yeah. So Popeye was created by Elsie Chrysler Segar and first appeared on January 17th, 1929 in the daily comic strip Thimble Theater.
Oh.
The strip was in its 10th year when Popeye made his debut, but the One-Eyed Sailor quickly became the lead character. By 1938, Thimble Theater was running in 500 newspapers, and there were over 600 licensed Popeye products on sale.
Wow.
Following an eventual name change to Popeye in the 1970s and the cancellation of the daily comic strip in 1992, the comic, which is now solely a Sunday strip, remains one of the longest-running comic strips in syndication today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the person believed to have inspired Popeye, there was a real person. His name was Frank Fiegel, and he was a tough laborer from Chester, Illinois, who was always getting in fights. It was believed he also could have maybe been a professional boxer, speaking of boxing.
Taking on Tyson.
However, he also gave out candy and treats to children, including Segar, who remembered Fiegel when he was creating Popeye.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So initially, Popeye's chief superhuman characteristic was his indestructibility rather than his super strength.
Oh.
And that was attributed to his having rubbed the head of Bernice the Magical Whiffle Hen numerous times.
I'm sorry, what? Back that up again.
Yeah.
Bernice the
magical
Whiffle Hen.
Apparently would give him indestructibility. Yeah.
Okay.
But Popeye later attributed his strength to spinach, obviously. And the popularity of Popeye helped boost spinach sales, by 33% in the 1930s.
So kids, for the kids or with everybody?
Everybody, I think. Yeah. Using Popeye as a role model for healthier eating may actually work. A 2010 study revealed that children increased their vegetable consumption after watching Popeye cartoons. So if you want your kids to eat their vegetables, just put on Popeye.
I wonder if this new movie they're making will...
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it. I think not. Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
The spinach-growing community of Crystal City, Texas, built a statue of Popeye in recognition of his positive effects on the spinach industry. And there are also Popeye statues in the spinach canning towns of Springdale and Alma, Arkansas.
Sure, why wouldn't you love Popeye if you're in the spinach business?
So the comic strip is also responsible for popularizing, although not inventing, the word goon, meaning a thug or lackey, right? One popular theory regarding the origin of the Jeep brand of off-road vehicles that debuted in 1941 suggests that American soldiers were so impressed with early versions of the vehicles that they named them after Eugene the Jeep, who was Popeye's magical pet that debuted in the comic strip in March of 1936.
Really?
Yes. The creature was small, able to move between dimensions, and could solve seemingly impossible problems. I guess all traits that it kind of shared with the new style of off-road military vehicles.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just one theory. I don't know how true that is, but that's one theory.
All right.
Over the years, Popeye has also appeared in television cartoons, video games, hundreds of advertisements, peripheral products ranging from spinach to candy cigarettes, and the 1980 live-action film directed by Robert Altman and starring Robin Williams as Popeye. And that was Robin Williams' first starring role in a film.
Was it really?
Was Popeye, yeah.
And it was 1980?
1980.
That's so wild. I don't know when I thought that movie was, but I thought it was a lot more recent than that.
Yeah, no. Popeye was one of the most popular cartoon stars from the 1930s through the 1960s. With over 600 Popeye cartoons in existence.
My golly.
Now, Chester, Illinois, Segar's hometown, built a statue of Popeye in his honor in 1977 and began the Popeye and Friends character trail in 2006, adding new statues honoring the other characters each year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. In honor of Popeye's 75th anniversary, the Empire State Building illuminated its notable tower lights green the weekend of January 16th through 18th, 2004, as a tribute to the icon's love of spinach.
Spinach, sure.
This special lighting marked the only time the Empire State Building ever celebrated the anniversary or birthday of a comic strip character.
Is that right? They've never done it since?
I guess not.
Oh, interesting.
Not for a comic book character, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with Popeye, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song from the Popeye cartoons.
Haven't heard this in a while.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027 and theme from Popeye there, Sarah. Do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Popeye, because coming in January, he's going to be the subject of a horror movie, apparently. So, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, Popeye is one of the longest-running comic strips in syndication today.
Popeye's popularity, you say that five times fast, helped boost spinach sales.
And Popeye's pet may have inspired the name Jeep.
The off-road vehicle.
Yes.
All right. That's one theory. That's one theory. I don't know if I buy it. Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. It's around the same time, so I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Folks want to learn more about Popeye, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yeah, have you watched Popeye? Was that before your time?
No, but I mean, it was, but I watched it like as a kid. Like,
yeah.
I must have been on, you know, TV. Like, the cartoons must have been on.
Do they stream somewhere now, the Popeye episodes?
No.
All right, we'll have to look that up.
I'm sure
we'll
they
have
do.
To look that up. Yeah. All right. Folks want to learn more about that? I already said
we
this?
We already did.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. And that's it. You can always watch us live on Facebook every day at 4:10. Facebook Live at facebook.com/legends1027. And we archive all this stuff up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner for the entire library. It's all brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At 4:10. Looking forward to it. Stevie Wonder, Culture Club, and much more straight ahead on Legends 1027.